This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,500 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of Mahakumbh Mela 2025. These projects include the construction of 10 new road overbridges and flyovers, permanent ghats and riverfront roads, all designed to enhance connectivity and ease of travel in and around Prayagraj. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate projects aimed at preventing untreated sewage from flowing into the Ganga. These include systems for the inception, tapping, diversion and treatment of minor drains that currently discharge into the river. Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive in Prayagraj around 12:15 p.m. The Lok Sabha will begin a two-day debate today on the Constitution to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. As per the listed agenda of the Lok Sabha, there will be a special discussion on the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. The discussions will begin after the question hour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will initiate the debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the two-day debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan will co-chair 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the Strategic Dialogue is an effective platform that helps the leadership guidance into reality. He said there was very productive exchange on promising domains and key interests. Government has said that India's policy towards Palestine has been long-standing and it has always supported a negotiated two-state solution towards establishment of a sovereign, independent and viable state of Palestine within secure and recognized borders living side by side in peace with Israel. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said, India has strongly condemned the terror attacks on Israel on 7th October 2023 and also the loss of civilian lives in the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. He said India remains concerned at the security situation and have called for a ceasefire, release of all hostages and peaceful resolution of conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. The minister said India's voting on UN resolutions on the issue of Israel-Palestine have been in line with its stated policy. Congress Party has released its first list of 21 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The party has fielded its Delhi President Devendra Yadav from Badli Assembly constituency, Sandeep Dixit from New Delhi Assembly seat, Haroon Yusuf from Balli Maran seat, Ragini Nayak from Wazirpur, Abdul Rahman from Seelampur and Anil Bhardwaj from Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency. Indian light tank ILT has achieved a major milestone by firing a number of rounds accurately at different ranges at an altitude of more than 4,200 meters. In a statement, Defence Ministry said ILT is being designed as a 25-ton class armoured fighting vehicle to meet the requirements of the armed forces for high-altitude applications. India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of current fiscal year, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, MOSPI, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. In hockey, India defeated Thailand 9-0 in their fourth pool A match at the Women's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman last night. With this win, India progressed into the semi-finals of the event. India will next face Japan in the semi-final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.